Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dell Lundgren. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dell Lundgren. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Lundgren fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner takes first base on ball four. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson bunts towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Schott moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shaner. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Schott scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Shaner moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Shaner scores. Welch moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welch tags and scores. Rogel tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Lutsk moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Schott moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welch. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Lundgren bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Lundgren moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Lundgren scores. Flagstad moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. George Grant now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Welch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Welch for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Ike Ekrod. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Kulup now playing center field. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Lundgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Tote catches it and throws to Reagan, who tags Jameson for the double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-4 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundgren fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-4 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Cullup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards the mound. Lundgren catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Nick Cullup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullup hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Cullup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cullup. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodap pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap takes first base on ball 4. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Hodap moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodap now playing third base. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren is 0-for-4 in the game. Lundgren hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Flagstad bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Lundgren moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Tote is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 5 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Lundgren moves to third. Tote moves to second. Cleo Carlisle pinch hits for Wally Shaner. Chick Autry now catching. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Lundgren scores. Tote scores. Reagan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle now playing left field. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 5 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundgren can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.